Last Friday, healthcare advocates, labor unions, and elected officials rallied at the federal office building in Albany to call upon the Senate to reject the latest Senate effort to repeal Obamacare. WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley talks to Bob Cohen of Citizen Action as to what the latest repeal effort would mean for New York State residents.
This is Mark Dunley, and I'm talking with Bob Cohen of Citizen Action. One of the big issues in Congress, of course, has been the various efforts to repeal Obamacare, and it appears that the United States Senate may be taking another vote on it shortly. Bob, what are some of the concerns that groups like Citizen Action have about the possibility of Obamacare being repealed?
Well, Mark, Obamacare is the first effort in the United States, except for Medicare in the 60s, to provide a guarantee of health coverage for Americans. And as a result of Obamacare, over 20 million Americans have gotten coverage since 2010 when the bill was passed. And really, one way or another, every single Republican repeal effort has amounted to is getting rid of that guarantee of care, basically saying that states are can do whatever they want and can vary the guarantee. If you're at a certain income level, you have a right to health coverage at a certain rate. And they're all similar in that respect.
Now, I was reading a report recently that almost half of the value of the cuts that would occur if Obamacare was repealed would be from the states of California and New York. Why would New York be hit so hard, particularly since we always had a much higher income level to provide Medicaid than other states?
Well, there's actually two reasons why I think that's true. There may be others, but two come to mind. One is that New York is a huge state. So we're a very large state. We have many low-income people in our state, unfortunately. So not all, but some of Obamacare is about expanding Medicaid, the program for low-income people, and we have a large number of those folks. And also, one of the unfortunate things that did happen with Obamacare is that the so-called Medicaid expansion was made to be not mandatory. States had a right to opt out, which unfortunately many, many conservative red states have done. So New York is therefore benefited a lot because New York made the right decision to expand Medicaid and therefore allow its citizens to get the benefits of that program. So we're a large percentage of those who benefited.
Now, one of the probably the biggest issue that the media has paid attention to is the issue of continuing coverage of pre-existing conditions. And apparently Jimmy Kimmel is now one of the national experts on this issue. What are some of the other, provisions that people are worried about if Obamacare was repealed?
Well, take the latest version, which is called the Graham-Cassidy bill, over two senators that are leading it. It completely eliminates, as I mentioned, Medicaid expansion, which in simple terms is allowing additional folks in states that to get the benefits of Medicaid. But one of the other things that this particular latest version of the repeal effort would do is allow states to waive out, which is a fancy way of saying to get out of the federal requirements and design their own programs. Well, that sounds really great. Oh, states get a right to design their own programs. But the reality is what we're afraid of is when the states get less money, which is than they had before, and also have a right to, get out of the federal requirements in budget, states that are against health coverage and the concept of a guarantee, or when there are budget problems, they're going to really lower the requirements. And then as a result, we expect millions of people will lose their health coverage.
How did the doctors and the nurses, those are sort of the medical professionals that I think most people trust as opposed to hospitals or certainly insurance companies. How did the doctors and the nurses feel about Obamacare at this point?
Well, obviously, anybody who really looks, including our organization, at Obamacare, there's a lot of criticisms that, and we concede that it was a halfway measure. There's a lot of things like single payer, for example, that would bring us further along the line. But I think most doctors and nurses would say that we need to maintain the Obamacare as it is. At least at a minimum, we shouldn't be repealing it, even acknowledging the problems. And incidentally, this Graham-Cassidy bill that we're talking that I had mentioned before, which is the latest Republican health care bill, every single professional association, every health industry association that you can think of is opposing this particular legislation.
Now, we, of course, live in what's considered one of the two bluest states in the country. It doesn't seem at all likely that Senator Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, or Senator Gillibrand would ever go along with gotten to provisions. In fact, I think certainly Senator Gillibrand has come out and support a single payer, and I'm not exactly sure where Senator Schumer has stood on that issue. But, you know, given that we have two senators that are reliable votes against any type of effort to weaken Obamacare, what realistically can New York State, you know, voters do in this effort?
Well, I mean, if you're hooked up and you can certainly contact Citizen Action and we can, you know, get you to sign up with it. So you can certainly make phone calls into other states. But if you don't have access to that and don't have the time to figure out how to do that, we still urge you to call your member of Congress, particularly if you have a Republican member of Congress, meaning the House.
You mean like John Faso?
John Faso in our area, which represents a huge district from the Capital District going down to Kingston and south. And, you know, I don't know how far your listeners go, but also the other one might be Stefanik, who represents a lot of the Adirondacks. And you can call the Congressional Switchboard at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And tell them to oppose the Graham-Cassidy bill. Now, if they tell you, which I was told when I called, that this is a Senate bill, you should immediately respond, we know it is, but if it gets through the Senate, it's going to go to the House, and we want you to make sure you oppose it when it gets to the House.
Now, there is rumors that Governor Cuomo is thinking about running for president, trying to position himself a little bit more as a liberal progressive, and surprised some people recently by coming out and actually saying he thought that maybe single payer made, you know, made some sense. Do you think it's likely that the Governor Cuomo is going to push for some, you know, real overhaul of the healthcare system in New York this year?
It's hard to say it. I've learned not to make real prognostications. I certainly hope that he's open to that. I would, when I heard that, I thought he was referring federally, but I wish I could say I have some secret, you know, back channel to the governor, but let's hope he's more ambitious than he's been in the past, although he's been supportive of incremental steps to expand health coverage in the past in New York.
So if this latest effort, I don't know whether it is number four or five, by the Republicans to repeal Obamacare since Trump took office fails, is that done with, or is this just, you know, every 3 months they'll come back with some new cocky mania idea to try to scare us all?
Well, we always tell people the old expression is it isn't over till it's over. It's really, it seems like the Republicans are absolutely determined to make an effort, at least symbolically, to repeal Obamacare or the ACA. I think everybody who watches this closely feels that if the bill does not pass, which incidentally we believe is most likely, but you never know, by September 30th, roughly a week from when we're talking. But next year, it's always possible they will do that. And it's also possible they will dress the cuts in a new way. So, for example, they'll try to cut Medicaid significantly through the budget. So we're telling people you always, always have to watch and contact groups like us to see if the stuff to do. And virtually always is there a fight when it comes to protecting our health coverage and so many other things.
So we've been talking with Bob Cohen of Citizen Action. Bob, about 30 seconds left. If people want to find out more about Citizen Action, find out more about what's going on with healthcare, how best to do that?
Sure. They can first of all, go on our webpage, which is www.citizenactionny.org. That's www.citizenactionny.org. We have Facebook. We're on, or they can just call me personally at 518-465-4600, extension 104.
Thank you. That's been Bob Cohen, and this is Mark Dunley.